As I was preparing for this week, I was imagining the different solemnities that we celebrate and what comes to mind when we do that. And so, you know, we celebrate the Annunciation and the angel Gabriel comes to Mary and she finds out she's going to have a baby, a very special baby. And we can relate to that because when we find out that we're going to have our own children, we have that joy that Mary had. And we like to share that news with others around us. And at Christmas time, we celebrate the birth of that child. And we have all kinds of images and memories from our childhood, perhaps the Christmas tree with the homemade ornaments and the star on top, or the nativity that's set up precisely in the sanctuary of the church, or stockings hung on the mantle, or even looking out the window waiting for grandma and grandpa to come. Easter, we celebrate the resurrection. We have the symbol of the Easter egg all decorated with colors and designs. And we see pictures of the empty tomb with the stone rolled over. And we have this beautiful image out in our narthex of Jesus busting out of the tomb. But I couldn't really think of a really accurate image for the Ascension. So I'd like to paint a picture of a proposal to you. And it comes about because this week, as I was pondering the readings and the importance of the Ascension, a question was posted somewhere on the internet, I can't remember where, but it said, "Who is waiting for us in heaven?" And so I was imagining Jesus returning to the Father after the Ascension, and the Father saying something like, "Thank you, Son, for volunteering to rescue our prized creation. I trust that you showed them my great love for them. Yes, Father. I trust that you reminded them of the other times that I protected them. Yes, Father. I trust you taught them how to achieve true happiness. Yes, Father. Did you show them the way here?" Jesus smiles, "I sure did. And I left a lot of markers along the path. And they surround us in our church right now." And it goes like this. The first station, Jesus is condemned to death. "Father, I wanted them to know how much I love them, how much you love them. I wanted them to know how far we would go for them. It didn't matter to me how ridiculous it was that I would be accused of heresy." And I was thinking about that this week, and as a side note, there was an article about a question that was given to Dear Abby. You know, the question was, what's the definition of maturity? And the answer was coined by Abby's mother, who said, "This is maturity, to be able to stick with a job until it's finished, to do one's duty without being supervised, to be able to carry money without spending it, and to be able to bear an injustice without wanting to get even. I don't know about the money part, but Jesus did all the other three, and he bore an incredible injustice and did so praying for mercy for his accusers and for us." The second stations, Jesus accepts his cross. "Father, I wanted them to know that life can be difficult. Everyone will have crosses to carry, and they have to carry their own crosses, at least part of the time. And I wanted them to know that I know what it's like." The third station, Jesus falls for the first time. "Father, as much as I didn't want this to happen, I wanted them to know that they will fail at times. It's part of life, part of the human condition. And sometimes they will contribute to their own fall. Sometimes they will fail to ask for your help. Other times it will seem like life is just unfair. But I wanted them to have hope. I want them to see me get up and know that they can too." The fourth station, Jesus meets his afflicted mother. "Father, We know all moms are fearlessly protective of their children. And we know that they will do almost anything for their children. But I wanted them to know that my mother will be with them as well, our Blessed Virgin Mary, and that you, Lord God, would also protect them with all the power of heaven. So may they turn to both in need. The fifth station, Simon helps Jesus carry the cross. Father, I wanted them to know that they don't have to do it alone. I want them to build a family that will be there for each other in good times and in bad, in sickness and in health, for all of their lives, and a community of close friends to support them. And I want them to know that I will help them because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I will always walk with them. I will never leave them. The sixth station, Veronica offers her veil to Jesus. Father, Veronica offered her compassion to me and a damp cloth to cool my head. Compassion means to suffer with. May they know that I will be with them in their suffering. And I hope that Veronica's example will bring them to offer compassion to others. The seventh station, Jesus falls a second time. Father, I could have held up that cross with your love for them in my pinky finger, but I wanted them to know that I was truly human and truly divine. And so I fell, and I got back up. The eighth station, Jesus speaks to the women. Father, I wanted them to know that they matter, that everyone has a part of the plan. I wanted them to go out and change the world and tell the world about you, Father, and about your love. May they witness to everyone that they meet. The ninth station, Jesus falls a third time. Father, I want them to keep lifting up their eyes to you. In their darkest times, I want them to remember to keep getting up and to never, ever give up, because we never give up on them. The tenth station, Jesus is stripped of his garments. Father, the world will try to take everything away from them, and I want them to know that their dignity and our love will never be taken from them. We three persons will never permit it to happen. The 11th station, Jesus is nailed to the cross. Father, I wanted to show them the greatest love, to lay down one life for another. One day they may see the humiliation I bore for them, the pain that I suffered for them. Maybe one day the world will stop trying to kill each other and live in peace. The 12th station, Jesus dies on the cross. Father, I want them to know that things are not always as they may seem. I was not a victim on the cross. I was hunting. I was hunting Satan himself. The battle is never lost. In fact, the war over Satan is already won. There will still be times, though, that life looks hopeless. And so may their hearts and minds realize that we will never abandon them. The 13th station, Jesus is taken down from the cross. Father, I want them to know that we need their help. We need their help, their witness, to grow our kingdom, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. And even the little things they do for each other, they do also for us. The 14th station, Jesus is placed in the tomb. Father, I want them to know that we see things differently. We see them differently. We see success and happiness differently. That tomb of solid rock could never hold me. There is nothing in this world that can hold us. The tomb is not the end. May they come to see things differently. When Jesus finished, the father replied, "Do you think anyone will follow?" Jesus answered, "I hope so. We'll be waiting for them. We'll be waiting for them." At Easter, we celebrated the resurrection, and today we celebrate the ascension of Jesus to heaven to be with the Father, the completion of his mission on earth. There can be no more crosses in heaven. There can be no more pain or suffering in heaven. And Jesus blazed a path to heaven for us that we should bring us hope. Hope that we can join those who have gone before us, those who have gone with the Lord in heaven. And so the image of ascension I want to leave you with is Jesus and the Father and the Holy Spirit and all the saints and all those who have joined him in heaven so far that they're waiting for us. Amen.